Well, hello and happy Tuesday to everybody out there. How's it going? It is CCMMagazine.com live. My name is Marcus. It is lovely to see you. It's week two. We did this for 1 week and we survived. Not only that, you guys were here and it was awesome. We had Colton and Kevin Max. Oh man, and Peabod. It was so good. So we're starting this week off huge. And by huge, I mean that my brick wall is at a different angle today. So I don't know if you can tell I'm sitting today because I'm a little bit more comfortable with you. So now we can talk together. So if you want to post stuff in the comments, you can do that. And we're watching your questions. Of course, we'll have Jamie Grace here in just a sec. And I'm so excited to have her here. I will ask her my questions and your questions. Just don't ask the question, when are you coming to blank, because she doesn't know. They never know. So just ask, you know, really, we just want to talk about Aaron. Let's be honest, her husband. That's why we're here. But anyway, hey, if you want to share this, there's a handy little button for that. If you want to tag somebody, you can do that as well, scrolling down. It always helps to get more people to the party. And I don't want to waste time blabbing. I just want to get right to Jamie Grace because she's here, and I'm so excited. So welcome, Miss Jamie Grace. Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, hello, hello, that's me.
That's me. First of all, it's so good to see you. I haven't seen, in person it's been a while, but I haven't seen you since you've become a newlywed and you've got that newlywed glow about you. And new colors have appeared in your hair since getting married.
Yes, yes.
Was that for the wedding? Was that as a result of the wedding? Was it like, it's time to introduce a new color? A new season?
Yeah, it's crazy because, so we've been married for 3 months, which sometimes it feels like we just got married yesterday, and then other times, in the best possible way, it feels like we've been married for like 30 years.
Yeah.
Like the other day, I actually said we've been married for 3 years, and I was like, oh, sorry, 3 months? I haven't even known him for 3 years. For the wedding, I just did a white streak to match, you know, my white dress and my white boots for the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just wanting to keep it simple because I was like, I'm a grown up, like, keep it simple. But honestly, after about, I think we had our, like, month and a half, 2 month anniversary around then, I was like, I miss having color in my hair. I'm going to go crazy. So I went and added pink and purple and, like, blue, but it's kind of turning into green. So just everything. I feel like myself again.
It's awesome. Good. Yeah, I mean, we can only hold up, people like us can only hold up the facade of, you know, seriousness for so long, and then we just explode. And that's just how it is.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. Before we really get into things, today is, we talked about this a little bit before, it's World Emoji Day. And you're not going to be able to see the emojis I share, but I'll describe them to you. And so I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's a new thing. Have you ever heard of this before?
No, Aaron and I were trying to figure out how to celebrate it. We were like, we want to do something, but there's nothing to do. But like, we want to celebrate.
I think the way to celebrate is everything you post like has no text. Like, it is all emojis. So, you know, and try to have people guess what you're doing. But that said, I was thinking, what are three emojis that immediately come to mind that make me think of you? I should have had a fourth, which was a microphone. That one's kind of obvious, or like a guitar. But the first one I thought of was, you know, the ring, because of your new song, Wait It Out, talking about putting a ring on it and all that stuff. It's the, you know, it's kind of a bluish diamond ring, you know. They've really made them fancier over the years. So those of you who can see it, it's right there. And then the next one, of course, is the bride emoji. It actually, I mean, really looks like you in your video. It's kind of crazy.
I agree. I'm like, that is like, literally that emoji is me.
Yeah. Like, so if you ever use that emoji, know it's trademarked Jamie Grace. And then finally, it's the clown. And the clown is one I use all the time because I won't use, you know, the crying one as much. Because sometimes you don't really know how to respond to something and you just do that. You know, it's that clown's just like, okay. And you're kind of a clown. So those are the three. What would you say is an emoji that best describes you?
You know, first of all, I think those are fantastic.
Thank you.
I'm honored. But my sister, when Aaron and I, like, were getting serious, my sister went and like renamed like group text messages. And when he would like, because I'm in a group text with my sister and her husband, Patrick. And when Aaron and I got serious, Morgan was like, okay, we can add Aaron to the group chat. You know, like before, it could be four people instead of three people. And so she did, and it doesn't have a name, it's just emojis instead of our names for the group chat. And for me, it's the rock star with like the colorful hair,
Yes,
like
yeah,
the happy
like
one that
Jem.
my stuff. Yeah, so that's the one that my family always uses to describe me. They're like, that's your emoji. So I'm like, that's fair. That's fair.
Oh man, I should have looked a little deeper into the library there. That's amazing.
No, it's okay. I like yours. I like yours. You're good.
So here's some interview questions regarding emojis that maybe will tell people a little bit more about you. We've known you a long time, but so if there's an emoji that fits a situation that comes to mind, name that, okay? So I'm going to give you a few scenarios. You're going to give me an emoji. You learn a new recipe. We'll start off simple.
Oh, it's the one where he's like, he's like sticking his tongue out. He's licking his lips a little bit.
I mean, are his eyes doing the like the, you know, that thing? No? Maybe I'm
Oh,
thinking of the wrong one.
no, but that one gets used in our family a lot. That one gets used with the this on the side. So it'd be like this one, then this,
Yeah,
and then
the
this
rock
one,
and
stuff
roll.
like
That's awesome.
yeah.
You just got off of tour after 2 weeks yesterday. Your flight home gets delayed by 2 hours. That's real though.
The one, it's pretty, pretty standard, but either the one with the Z's
Yeah.
or the little yellow face where it's just the gritting of the teeth. Yeah, I
Yeah.
use that one way too often. I need to work on my attitude.
And this is real. You just learned Crocs is selling a new high-heeled shoe. I just saw this morning. Crocs, they're selling high heels. How do you respond to
There's
that?
an emoji where it doesn't have a mouth, it just has the two eyes. And it's just like, I feel like, because I don't know what to say. So,
That's
like, I
good.
don't
That's
have
good.
anything against Crocs.
Yeah. I
I just,
mean,
I don't really have a lot of feelings about
yeah,
them.
and I don't have a box for high heels in general, but high heel Crocs, I
Right.
definitely don't. Oh, Caitlin says, "Is it World Emoji Day because the calendar emoji has today's date on it?" Maybe that's it.
I like
I like
Caitlin.
that,
That makes a
Caitlin.
lot of
By the
sense.
way, happy birthday, Caitlin. Happy birthday. It's
Oh, happy
she joined
birthday.
us on her birthday. Okay, Aaron brings home Wingstop.
Oh, okay.
I know that's your guys' thing now. Like
Yeah,
he's
we're
converted
upset.
you and yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just like what anytime I get excited, honestly, what I do is I just press all the emojis in my frequently used.
Yeah.
And so it's just everything. So it's like the laughing emoji, the crying eyes, the praise hands, or that might be high five, but for me, I'm like praise.
Yes.
And then like
Praise.
this one, just
Yeah.
all my favorite emojis. And right now, I'm really into the one with the glasses.
Oh
I
yeah.
like the
Yeah.
emoji a lot.
Nice. Nice.
I sent you that
Yeah,
one yesterday.
that's right. And then finally, what emoji celebrates 12 years of YouTubing?
Oh, thanks. I think just like, well, I really recently started liking the emoji with the stars for
Oh
eyes.
yeah.
And then also I use the one with the like the two long crying streams.
Yeah.
I use it a lot when I'm happy. Like I feel like it's a good like happy cry emoji.
Yeah, okay, that's a happy cry. All right. I like that. So yeah,
And a sad cry.
12 years of YouTubing. You celebrated, was it yesterday?
Yeah,
That's pretty incredible. That's like half your life. And
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
about that.
so 12 years of doing this, obviously things have changed. Obviously YouTube has changed, and even what you're trying to do. How would you say you approach what you do video-wise now differently than when you started, or is it the same?
Yeah. I think one, and I don't say this to make anybody else sound bad, but I do think one advantage that I've always had with YouTube is that I started it off as a hobby. a lot of people use YouTube as their main stream of income or as their full-time job.
Right.
So when things change with advertisers and when things change with the algorithm, it can be really detrimental, and that is really frustrating. And I don't it hurts my heart that people have to deal with that for their full-time job.
Yeah.
But I started off YouTube 12 years ago as a super lonely preteen teenager that just wanted to try to make some friends and figured the best way was to go to the internet, which sounds very unsafe. And so, kids, consult your parents. But that's how I got started. And I didn't know that there was even, I mean, with the exception of like my YouTube channel has led to touring opportunities and recording albums and really awesome in-person opportunities. I didn't know that you could make money within the YouTube platform until about 2 years ago. So I was very behind in that because it just wasn't ever something that I was interested in. I didn't want to pursue it. I didn't really care. I just did it for fun. So as far as my approach, I think I've been able to kind of remain. It's been able to stay the same. Like I just create videos that I hope reach people and help connect to people, and I read my Instagram DMs, I read my emails, I read letters that people send me. So I try to stay aware of what people are interested in, what they do want to hear, and what they do want to see, and just keep making videos off of that.
So yeah, I mean, it's still a very important part of what you do overall. Like, it's a way you share your music. It's a way that that fans connect to you. When you were just when you were signed to a label and doing the Nashville thing and all that, obviously that wasn't as big of a part of your life as it is even now. Like, is it something that you see a difference in I guess your interaction with fans, like when you've done it versus when you haven't done it?
I did take a bit of time from the, I guess, frequency that I post. When I was on a label, and that was just those were their priorities. And so, coming back to YouTube and doing it twice a week now, and then in the summer, three videos a week, I definitely missed it. I don't even I don't it's just it's weird. It's almost like I never left, because I'm such a social butterfly, and I love interacting with people kind of person. I guess I could have just said I'm such a people person. But so just jumping back into the frequency of how much I upload and how much I get to interact with my fans on a daily basis, it's incredible. I really have missed it. And I still got that when I was in my late teens and early 20s, just in a different capacity, when I was touring 5 to 6 days a week, I was interacting with fans in person a ton. Now I'm touring, let's say, half of each month, maybe, or like a third of the month. And I still get to interact with people in person, and I get to interact with fans through social media, through YouTube, and through letters and stuff. So it's I kind of feel like at this season of my life, I've gotten to live life where in the beginning it was only YouTube, and then for a little while it was mostly touring, and now it's touring and YouTube. And so I feel like I'm kind of like Hannah Montana living the best of both worlds a little bit. So
Well, what does a normal day even look like for you? Is there such thing as a normal day? Like, you're doing so many different things. I mean, not even just YouTube and music.
it's far from a normal day. I can see if I can turn my camera a little bit and you can see my good old dry erase
Oh
board
yeah.
with all my printouts of I try to have somewhat of a daily schedule. I was very productive in college because I really thrived on structure, and I really thrived on like the same class Monday, Wednesday, Friday. That was just wonderful for me. So I try to replicate that in my work life. And so I film on Monday, Tuesday, I edit on Wednesday, Thursday. Like, so I do have somewhat of a normal life of where I film all the time. I edit videos all the time. Now I'm married to someone who I think is so cool, because he and I are very similar in that we're always creating content and always like going to random auditions and stuff. And so it's just kind of an all day, every day, getting to dream really big dreams and work toward those goals. And then on the days where we do have to go on tour, or we do have we do no sorry when we get to go on tour and we get to go play shows, we get to travel, We just slow down videos a little bit so we don't get overwhelmed. But ultimately, we just get up every day and just try to work hard. And we make a list of our goals and the practical ways to get to those goals. Make a list of all of our videos are planned out about a month in advance. And then, of course, they get interchanged here and there. And
Wow.
then, we sleep on Tuesdays.
Sleep on Tuesdays. Oh, whoops, except this Tuesday. But you can go back to sleep
Or,
after this, I
yeah,
promise.
today, honestly, right. No, well, today I'm going to set right after this because I have to film an interview, and then he's going to set because he has a gig later. So we'll probably sleep Wednesday. Occasionally, we move our nap times to Wednesday.
So you guys, I mean, are both high energy, always like making content, like you said. How has married life been? Like, what's something that you've enjoyed or experienced or learned that you didn't think you would going into this? Something that surprised you about marriage?
Yeah, I think one of the really cool things about being married is like there and I would say that these are things that I started noticing when we were courting and engaged, but just when we're married, it's like even more heightened, because we save so many things for marriage, like living together and sleeping together, all that stuff. So many things are just way more heightened now. But like it's really cool. Like there were times being single where there were elements of who I am that I thought I would have to kind of simmer down, or like chill out in order to be married. And a lot of people told me that I would. Like, people would say, you talk too much. Like, no man's gonna, you talk too much or whatever. Like, you love kids too much. Like, no man's
Oh,
gonna
come
want,
on.
you to be talking about all the kids you want to have. And so it's like, even just like, I don't know. I think that's, unfortunately, I think that's something that an insecurity that women have to deal with a lot. Because a guy can say, oh, I only date blondes, or oh, I only date this, or I only want that. And it's like, oh, that's just how men are. But like when it comes to women, it's like, don't be too picky, and
Oh,
so
man.
I was like, I think this is something unfortunate that women have to deal with. So there were just so many like quirky things about myself that I was like, I better not be too, even just like the fact that I'm super awkward and I'm always like going into different characters and doing accents and stuff. But the thing that I love about Aaron is like we are both like just as insane as the next one. Like we're both so crazy. There's very rarely a quiet moment in this house. And like if he's not being crazy, then I am. And if I'm not being crazy, then he is. And if neither of us are being crazy, then we're probably asleep. And so it's just like it's just so refreshing just to be around someone who not only like vocally like encourages me to be silly and funny and driven and to work like crazy. Like he like he loves that I'm a hard worker and I love that he's a hard worker. And so it's like not only does he verbally encourage me to be who I am, but just by being who he is, which is loud and crazy and fun and personable, it just encourages me even more. So yeah, it's my probably one of my million favorite things about me.
Oh man, that's awesome. And I love that you used your wedding video to tell this Wait It Out story, this new song. Talk about that song. And I mean, you released 91 not terribly long ago, and then you did a whole bunch of things where you were doing everybody's songs forever, writing a song a day kind of a thing. And then this comes out. Tell me about writing this song, why it came out now, why you paired it with your wedding video.
I wrote Wait It Out for what feels like forever ago. I wrote it like sitting in my room, and then I recorded it literally within days, and myself, my manager and producer John John Tracks, and my friends that heard it, we were all obsessed with it. And it was out of our hands, but we just it just wasn't able to be released. And so I just spent like the longest time just so sad that that song didn't get released, because I just loved it so much. And I was just so proud of it. I was very open about like in my singlehood, very open about like saving sex until marriage. And I'm really glad that I waited. And so I wanted to write a song though that, or release a song rather, that just encourage young women, just to know like it's okay to wait. And you're not waiting because you're you're not so much waiting because someone else told you to wait. You're not waiting so that you can give someone else a prize. You're waiting because you know that you are worth the wait, and you know that if someone will wait for you, then that shows that they love and respect you, and it shows that you love and respect yourself. And so I sat on the song for years, and then when Aaron and I started getting serious, which was like a week, when we when we knew we wanted to get married, we were just like, I remember telling like my mom and everybody, I was like, I want to release this song, but I can't because I'm getting married now. Like, what am I going to do? Like, I was just so devastated, honestly. But then the beauty of it is I just kind of realized, like, I don't have to be single to release the song. Like, the message still prevails and the message is still the same. And I wrote it for me and my friends. And so I was like, I kind of went to the friends I wrote it for. They knew I wrote it for them. And I was like, is it weird if I release it now? And they were like, no, like, this is the perfect time to release it because it shows that you did wait. And so I went and re-recorded the vocal because I literally sounded like I was 12 when I first sang it. So I went and re-recorded the vocal, and it was really sweet because I got to record it with like Aaron sitting in the studio with me, and that was just like, it was really emotional. And we just decided to do it as a wedding video because we already knew we wanted to share the wedding. It was an open to the public. We opened like 500 seats, I think, to the public. So we already knew that we wanted to share the wedding with everyone. And I was like, what better way to share with the people that can't come than to just share a video? So.
Just love that. And you are going to play it for us? Yes? Maybe? Yes?
No, I'm just kidding. Yes, I gotta get my guitar.
Awesome.
I'm still here.
She's still there. Her hand is still in the frame. Awesome. All right, this is Wait right, exactly. It Out. So good.
Okay, let's see. Move my chair. Oh, you can't see my head anymore. Just kidding. I'm a professional. Don't worry, guys. Okay. My best friend got a boyfriend, said he's pretty cute and he wanna be your husband. Get a ring, boy, don't just talk about it, better walk it out, boy. Everybody got that ring last spring, graduated MRS degree, gonna get dressed up and stand by your side, and I'm probably gonna cry, but I stay single. Seem single, and it ain't cause I don't wanna mingle. I said one day I'll be riding with my baby, but today I'll be singing with my girls, singing with the ladies. All the girls in the ring on the handle, wait it out cause you can, yes you can. All the girls in the ring on the handle, wait it out cause you can, yes you can. Not gonna settle for less than the best, no. My daddy told me better than that. All the girls in the ring on the handle, wait it out cause you can, yes you can. Dear boy with the real nice tricks, you gotta understand that ain't all it takes. I get the card up, pay for the food, yeah. I promise you my daddy won't be very rosy, yeah. Like this art where I keep from the king. You better talk to him if you wanna talk to me. You love you like a mother, no need to be a stunner. He working on you and he's working on this daughter. Said one day I'll be riding with my baby, riding with my baby. But today, I'll be singing with the girls, singing with the ladies. All the girls with the ring on the handle, wait it out cause you can, yes you can. All the girls with the ring on the handle, wait it out cause you can, yes you can. Not gonna settle for less than the best, no. My daddy told me that I didn't mind. All the girls with the ring on the handle, wait it out cause you can, yes you can. Yes, you can. And he will stay by my side through the good and bad, through the darkest nights. I know he will be a dream come true. So I will wait for as long as it takes. My mama said that it's worth the wait. When I meet the one that I'll give my heart to. All the girls with no ring on the handle, wait it out cause you can, yes you can. All the girls with no ring on the handle, wait it out cause you can, yeah. I'm gonna settle for less than the best, no. My daddy told me better than that. All the girls with no ring on the handle, wait it out cause you can, yes you can.
Yeah! Awesome.
Sorry, that was my post-tour vocal for you guys.
Love it. Hey, you got some a little bit of edge, like raspy edge. It's nice.
Yeah, right.
It's
yeah. Nice. I'm trying to be like my sister. My sister has that cool raspiness.
Oh yeah.
I'm trying to hit that vocal.
I love that song. I love the video too. I love seeing, you know, just that whole day, and you with your dad just being, you know, funny and tender at the same time. So good. It's almost like for a long time you've been talking to, you know, single ladies and you know, really putting this whole thing about waiting and about trusting God and about, you know, not settling ahead. Do you feel like that message is gonna change at all now that you're married, talking from this side of things, or is it gonna stay the same? What does it look like now as far as you talking to your audience?
Yeah, I remember when Aaron and I were we already set the wedding date before we were engaged, and so like we knew that we were gonna be getting married pretty soon, and we announced the engagement I think the day or two after we were engaged, and so those like weeks surrounding that were really stressful for me because I was really happy that my personal life was where it was. Like I was so happy to be in love. You know, I had never even had a boyfriend before. And so my heart was just like exploding and still is. And so I was really excited, but I remember kind of mentally wondering if this was like, if my personal like success, if you will, was going to mean like a professional sacrifice of like, you know, all of these songs that I had just written, like, am I going to be able to do them anymore? And I remember kind of like starting to prepare myself for that because I've always had thoughts of, you know, like what if I married someone that he had like a medical condition and he couldn't travel as much as I do?
Yeah.
You know, then that would mean that I don't tour anymore. And for some people, that isn't what that means. But for me personally, that's what that meant. And so I just started to kind of like pray about that and ask God, like, how do I sing these songs about being single? How do I make these videos about being single? How do I share these books about being single without coming across as one of those married people? That's like, well, I did it. All you have to do is be patient. Because those married people got on my nerves when I was single. So I was like, I don't want to become that wife that's just running around telling teenage girls, like, it's so easy to wait. Look at me. And so I was really praying about it. The Lord really gave me this, like, peace. And he was telling me, he was like, everything that I've ever said or saying about being single had nothing to do with being single, but had everything to do with finding my worth and my value in Christ and not in a relationship and not in a job and not in a degree and not in my finances. And that doesn't take away from the sometimes difficulty and the beauty in being single. Like that doesn't take away from right. that, but it helped me to understand that just because I'm married, it doesn't mean that I now ignore what it means to be pure. Because there's obviously an element of purity that plays a part in our marriage because we're only for each other and no one else.
Right.
And so it helped me understand, like, you know, now that I'm married, like I don't now wake up and I'm like, okay, I'm married now. I wake up and my first title is wife. It's like, no, I still wake up and my first title is still daughter of the king. Yeah. Like that doesn't change. And so, the Lord like really dealt with my heart on that. And it was, I was just really grateful to just have that kind of understanding and that conversation with him, honestly. And so, like the message is still the same. The heart behind it is still the same. And I've hopefully like over the years, you know, my sister and I, we've always tried to make it a point to always uplift other women and always support other women, especially each other, but other women outside of our family as well, of just knowing like, it's not just us that are here to preach this message. And so, you know, as I continue to hear about other, you know, books and resources from other young single women, I'll continue to share their stuff as well. But as far as my message, like it's not going to change. Like I still want to encourage girls and women alike that your value and your worth is not in a relationship. Your validation is not in a man. It comes from Christ and Christ alone.
Well, what I think also makes you different from the married people that are talking at the singles is that everybody has seen your process. You didn't start talking after you were married. You've been talking a long time. And I think that's what gives you that credibility, is that you're not suddenly saying this from, I've arrived. You said this the entire way. And that's
Yeah,
what that
me
is what
too.
sets it apart. Got some fan questions here. Well, this is a comment from Heather. She said, "Congratulations on your engagement, Jamie." Actually, she's married now, Heather. She's married now. And she
Thanks,
said,
Heather.
"Thank you for being such a great role model to my girl." And then there we Alyssa says, "I wanted to let you know that I've been listening to your music since I Shine." Yes. Thank you for being someone
Oh,
I can
nice.
relate to. That's awesome. And
Oh,
that's very
thanks,
cool.
Alyssa.
And what's your favorite kind of date night in marriage? Micah wants to know.
You know, one of the coolest things about my husband is that we both feel like date night means movies and pizza and chicken wings.
Yes. I
So
agree.
we're trying to get better at leaving the house just because I'm way more of a homebody than he is. And I think it's just because I've been traveling for a living since I was 17. And so he definitely, I think, could go out more. And so we're trying to like get better at like, okay, we just had a conversation. We're like, maybe we should leave the house at least once every couple weeks and go do something. So, you know, we should be. But I
It's
also think
good.
it's cool. Like, we just went back to St. Louis for a few days, which is where he's from. And he got to show me like all of his, well, some of his favorite spots in St. Louis. And I will say that was one of my favorite things because we live in LA and it's like, we're both new to LA, so we're exploring everything together. But there was something really special about him showing me something that's really special to him. So I'm like, oh, I wanna like be able to do that more, where it's like, you know, more of like, show me what means something to you. So that was really cool.
It's good that you can, push each other too, like out of the house, at home.
Yeah.
It's good. It's a good balance. Ian wants to know if your wedding vows included "Do Life Big" in them.
No, we wanted to
Ian.
keep our wedding vows so traditional, because there were many different things about the wedding and the ceremony. So we kept the wedding vows very traditional. But my dad did, this is a tradition that he started with my sister, a different song, but my dad did walk me down the aisle to my song Dance On, so.
Yes, and you see a moment of that in the video for Wait It Out. It's pretty awesome. And then Josh wants to know, is there any chance that we're going to hear more bars from you, like you did in Reverb? Bars.
Yeah, you know, I hope so. That was something that I like kind of started rapping when I was like 15 or 16, and then I wasn't given the green light to do that for a few years. And so
Oh.
this last album I was actually the executive producer over, which was like a huge dream of mine.
Cool.
So I got to make that decision and I was like, I'm going to rap. So
That's
it'll happen
awesome.
again. Not sure when. I don't want to get any
Oh
of the hopes up, but
man.
it'll happen.
Oh man. Awesome. Well, I think that'll be, I mean, if you can do it, and you can do it. Finally, my mom is watching. She asks everybody the same questions because it's on her mind, and that is, do you have a dog? Which I know the answer is no,
Yeah,
but do you
the
want a
answer
dog?
is no. The answer is no. I do want a dog. Aaron's allergic, so we also I travel too much for a dog, but he is like in love with this like I think it's a bulldog. Our neighbor Nacho. I think Nacho's
Nacho.
cool, but he thinks Nacho's like the cutest dog in the world. So we have a neighbor who has a dog, but that's it.
That's kind of the best of both worlds. Like you can walk over and play with it, pet it, and then go back to your house and then go on tour and not have to worry. Like that's pretty
Right.
great.
Yeah, he did
Finally,
it.
how can everybody be praying for you guys?
Oh man, well, we just did our first tour as a married couple, and it was like an acoustic driven, only 2 weeks, and so Aaron passed the test. Just kidding. But you know, he did well. We both enjoyed and everything, and so you know, I would just say like we're both just like crazy dreamers and love to dream of big things and set big goals and everything. And I would just say like if there's any prayer, just that we can just continue to do that. I know that sounds so cheesy, but just continue to do that and have the joy to do that and not become burned out or overwhelmed, but just to continue to just set those dreams really
Yeah.
big and just trust that God can make it happen.
Awesome. Well, let's pray, everybody, while we've got her here and Aaron's in earshot. So let's do that while you're here. Lord, thank you so much for this awesome season that you've got Jamie and Aaron in. Thank you that you brought them together. Thank you that your promises are yes and amen, and that that everyone gets to see the fruit of a life that is surrendered to you. And so, Lord, we just ask for your strengthening of their marriage, that as they grow together, as they learn more about each other, as they go on the road together, and grow incredible dreams in their hearts, and give them the ability, with so many different things going on, to prioritize rightly, to be able to rest when necessary, and to carry it all out for your glory, Lord. And so, so with the rest of the summer, God, we just pray for energy, for the ability to be present in whatever situation they're in, and for excitement as to what's to come. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, friend. By the way, my daughters are watching right now, Liberty and Ivy. They're, of course, big, super fans of yours. So they, any chance they get to, you know, whenever they say, you know, play music in the car, it is always Jamie Grace, which is good. Aww. Which is good. Because
so cool, because they liked me when they were little, so I guess they still like me now. Thanks, Liberty and Ivy. I love y'all.
And we're getting, with Liberty, we're getting close to Tweenerville, so it's going to only continue.
Aw, I love those girls. Thank y'all.
It's awesome. Yes, thank you. And the single that's out right now is Waited Out, and you can go find it where you get music. Of course, 91 is still out. It is awesome. And when's new music coming?
You know... It's like, it's not been a year just yet since 91, but we are like amping up, I don't know how to say this without saying everything, we are amping up the content on YouTube, and so that's been a great, like an Sweet. Awesome opportunity for us, and we've been working with FameBit and with YouTube and Google, so we're super excited about the content that is to come. That will be supporting 91.
Awesome.
And then something new is coming soon, but it won't just be me. That's all I will say about that.
Harper still.
I mean, okay.
Sorry, it's fine. I'm allergic to my mom's dog. It's here.
Right.
So yeah, well, if you want to find out what's going on, I guess then check out the YouTube page, J Grace Pro. Always has been, always will be. Thank you so yes, much. Thank your awesome husband. We'll get him on here just by himself one of these days, and okay. we'll learn more about you through him. So maybe that'll be like a 6 month anniversary thing or something. So
right, exactly. Just let him know. He'd be down for it.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much. And yeah, we'll catch up soon.
All right.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
All right, everybody. That is CCM Magazine Live. It was great to have Jamie here. And we will be back tomorrow, right there. Yes, we've got Mari, who is CCM's other host. Well, there are like three hosts. There's me. Mari's doing like a lifestyle thing. Andrew Greer's doing features on film. A lot of cool stuff going on. I just like to catch up with her. She's an independent artist, pop artist, got her own eclectic style. Maybe she can teach me some style tips. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. So you guys got to be here. Same time. That would be 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. on the West Coast. Hopefully we'll get those weird video things figured out. Sorry about that. Thanks to those of you listening. Of course, this is now a podcast on iTunes. If you search for CCM Magazine, you will find it, and you can subscribe to it. So thanks for being here, everybody. And we will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.